Our next storyteller comes originally from Grenada, West Indies. She's lived in London since and the Middle East and now resides in Baltimore. Please welcome motivational speaker, comedian, and author Dawn Allette.
Picture it. It was the third of Aban, 1370. In other words, in the Western world, the 10th of October, 1970. The country was Iran. The city was Tehran. It was my wedding day. It was a beautiful mosque or temple or church or something. Mosaic tiles and shiny gold stuff. And all that has since been disrupted with wars and bombings and stuff. It's fallen flat. But anyway, I walk into the church. I gain the church looking gorgeous. Looking for a familiar face. There was none. I looked to the left. Nobody I knew. I looked to the right. Total strangers. I walked towards the greatest stranger of all, the man I would marry. Now, don't get me wrong. I wasn't coerced. It wasn't planned. I had made a conscious decision. I had met him in New York, and I'd bought this gorgeous dress in Bloomingdale's in Manhattan. And I was 21, had lots of curves. You know, of course, well, I don't have curves anymore. They sort of joined together and made clumps. But it was a good day, and I looked fetching. I walked into the church, and somewhere in this great, magnificent building came the theme from that soap, opera, Aida Celeste. Ta-tam-tam-tam. Ta-da-da-dum-tum-tum, step by step, I waltzed in. I walked up to the altar. I looked around. Everybody was aghast because I was stunning. And I temporarily forgot why I was there. And I said, this must be a runway. But it was an aisle, and my groom stood there looking, waiting for me. I looked at him, and I thought, he looked incredibly like a package that was delivered to the wrong address. Do you know when a package gets delivered to the door, and the FedEx man leaves, and the package wants to say, hey, FedEx man, I don't belong here. But he can't, because he's a package. Anyway, I continued on my sojourn up the aisle. To the left of me, I heard a little voice say, Mama, that means mother in English. Una Rose, that means is that the bride? He'd never seen anyone so stunning. And the mother replied, Shh, that means be quiet in English. Bale, yes, it is. I continued to walk. The flautist played with new enthusiasm. You know, she was like, ta-dum, tum-tum, ta-da-da-dum, tum-tum. I made a mental note to strangle her on my way back. And I continued, here's the funny thing. My feet were fine, but my shoes had turned to lead. Step by step by step, I thought, now is the time to run. I didn't know if I knew this man or even if I liked him. But I did look gorgeous. So it was a sort of quandary. What should I do? Should I continue this runway walk or should I run for it? And I thought, well, I burnt all my bridges in Brooklyn. So I really can't go back. There was nowhere to go back to. I did look gorgeous. What should I do? Well, I felt like Macbeth. You know when Macbeth had killed Banquo or Duncan or Donald Bain, and he had to kill somebody else, and he's like, he was in a quandary just like I was. Me and Macbeth, the bard would have been proud. He said, I am in blood, stepped in so far, that were I to return, that were, should I wade no more, returning would be as tedious as going forth. And so that's what I thought. There was a long way back, and there was a much shorter way too. And I did look gorgeous. So I thought, well, let me just carry on. There were gladioli everywhere, and some of them had mutinied and formed a bunch and lay in my arms with their silly faces, looking at me, and I thought, ta-da. And he looked at me like, please don't do this to me. My friends are here. You can't do this. I do have some prestige in this country, and you know, people are looking at me, and you're looking to the door. Should I run? And I thought, you know, you remember that Philly shirt Seinfeld wore? Well, that's what he was wearing. He was wearing Seinfeld shirt with this black tuxedo. He looked terrible. And I thought, nope, this is not a man. This is not the guy. Step by step, I went with my leaden shoes. But I did look gorgeous. And I gained the altar, and he reached out his hand for me, and I took his hand because I couldn't do this to him. And there's nothing in Brooklyn, let's face it. And it is Iran, it is an exotic country, and I did look gorgeous. And so I took his hand, and I knew I probably should not have taken his hand, but I did. And I married him, and it was a gorgeous ceremony. Everybody said I looked gorgeous, and I loved it. Actually, I look quite gorgeous now. And long story short, I was married for 40 years. Now, before you applaud, I was not married to the same person. I got hooked on looking gorgeous walking up aisles. And I've made it a habit of walking up aisles. And I've most recently done it 2 years ago. Yeah. And they got some life in me yet, so I don't know. I might do it a few more times, but for now, that's the story of the first wedding. If you invite me back, I'll tell you about the third and the fourth and the fifth. Thank you.
Dawn Allett. I do get the sense that she is still on the prowl.